A page torn from Jonathan Harker's journal by John Tumlin. The pen I use scratches the surface of the paper more with metal than with ink, tearing fibers from the page and leaking darkness like black blood into the wound. I resist the temptation to suck the liquid from the split point, as I did not resist sucking blood from the paper cut I received from the Count's documents. He was most interested in my deed, made me feel like a long-lost brother, ennobled by that simple act of self-cannibalism. In that instant, my senses grew more acute. I can smell the rich, loamy, comforting soil, the castle's bed. The musty scent of ancestral crypts delights me. I seem to hear whispered promises from women in white dresses, their breath warm on my neck. The faint odor of garlic rising from the village down below disgusts me, and the people, too, so fearful of high places, of fluttering wings, of the long-drawn howl of wolves, who are also my brothers. It is almost dawn now. I have written through the night. Time now to sleep. I draw bed curtains against day.